Hello, everyone. I'm the Toring, and I'd like to welcome you to my podcast, Lore of the Apocalypse. On this show, I'm going to explore the lore of Werewolf the Apocalypse. With version 5 of Werewolf and a couple of official video games all right around the corner, I thought it was a great time to refresh my memory on over 2 decades of lore while inviting others along for the ride. If you like what I'm doing or have any questions, feel free to hit me up on either Twitter or Patreon, both of which I'm the_Toring, and that's TOERING. That's enough for me, let's get to it. Hey everyone, it's the Toring here to welcome you to a special bonus Lore of the Apocalypse episode. I was contacted by the developers behind Werewolf the Apocalypse Heart of the Forest last week and given a chance to play the demo version of their game. If you don't know already, Heart of the Forest is one of the 2 Werewolf games that I mentioned in Episode 0, and they asked me to give them some feedback while giving my listeners a little preview of what to expect. First, we'll start out with a little bit of background that's written by the developers. Do you hear the roar? It rises from within you. Thrown into an eternal struggle between nature and humanity, you will turn your rage into a weapon and uncover the secrets of your ancestry. Welcome to a narrative adventure game based on the legendary role-playing system Werewolf the Apocalypse. You play as Maya, a woman in her 20s from the United States who is searching for clues about her family in the last primeval forest of Central Europe. What she doesn't know is that she will find herself in the middle of a conflict between forces beyond her understanding. Coming out later this year, Heart of the Forest is an interactive visual novel, like a choose-your-own-adventure book, but with super cool artwork and a creepy atmospheric soundtrack to add a whole lot more depth. As the game starts, you are dropped into a dream sequence and immediately given the first taste of one of the primary mechanics of the game, rage. Right off the bat, you're asked to help mold Maya's view of the world by choosing if she has high, medium, or low rage. On my first playthrough, I quickly alienated Maya's new friend and traveling companion, Anya, due to my choosing a dialogue option that led to her rage being high, even though my initial choice was a medium rage. Choosing confrontational or even aggressive options raises your rage, while other choices may leave it much lower. Having high rage will lead to a binary view and options, while lower rage opens up more empathetic options, while conversely removing some of the more active options. Over my playthroughs, I found this system to be unobtrusive, as some options I had seen previously were just not there, or automatically selected for me based on the rage level Maya came into the scene with. Similar to the tabletop role-playing system that spawned it, Maya has a pool of willpower as another resource. Some of the decision options you'll run into will have a willpower loss associated with them to indicate that Maya will need to expend some of her internal force of will to choose that option, whether it be because she's having to push herself to overcome her rage or because they will force her to make a tough choice. Just like in the tabletop system, Maya has an opportunity to regain this expended willpower by exploring the world, learning about her history, or coming to a better standing of herself, depending on what goal you choose for her. Another really cool feature of the game is the fact that there is a character sheet-like screen that you can pop out at any time to view what you've learned about Maya and the story so far. With personality traits like brave, inquisitive, and analytic, this will fill in based on your choices. Also, log Maya's relationships with the NPCs that she interacts with. All of these seem to have an impact on the choices that you are given, as some of them will list one of the higher rated attributes that you have basically chosen in the past. On the playthrough where I skated off the cautious Anya, I met up with Bartek and Daniel, a couple of locals that helped guide Maya on her exploration of the forest and its story. This forest, in a werewolf fashion that I fully approve of, has a relationship status listed just like any other NPCs. Piss it off, and I'm assuming navigation of its paths will get difficult. And I say assume because, like any good little Garu, I made sure that I was the only NPC. I did not go out of my way to piss off to see what happened. All in all, I really enjoyed the way the mechanical aspects of rage, willpower, and personality were implemented into the story side of the game. I never felt like the options I was given were trying to force me towards any particular outcome or trying to keep me from doing anything that would have repercussions, like going full aggro or rune and kicking a tree and getting stung by wasps. It's the only time I took any health loss, by the way. Even if you don't know a lot about Werewolf and its lore, I don't see a reason for anybody to miss out on this game. In fact, I think it, like my podcast, are great ways for those who aren't familiar with the system or the lore of Werewolf to wade into it. I'm literally looking forward to digging deeper into Maya's story when the full game is released later this year, and I want to thank developers and publishers for letting me take a peek behind the curtain. Werewolf the Apocalypse Heart of the Forest was developed by Different Tales, a storytelling studio co-founded by The Witcher head story designer and project leads, and is published by Walkabout Games. It's an independent game studio collective from Central and Eastern Europe. I won't insult any of these fine folks by trying to pronounce their names, but please go check them out on Facebook and Twitter while you wishlist the game on Steam. I'll make it a lot easier for you and put links to their social medias in the description of this podcast so you can go and give them some love. That's it for me. I hope you go pick up this game because it's pretty cool. Have a good day. That's it for this week's episode of Lore of the Apocalypse. Tune in next week for another one. Thank you for listening, but a very special thanks to my patrons, Bambi Parsons and the Primogen. Without you, the battle for Gaia would already be lost.